On Plague 1's development, we were pretty much kind of developing it, playing around, and the single-player game kind of got put together at the end, while on Plague 2 it was the other way around, where we were concentrating on the single-player game and kind of put the multiplayer together at the end. But they've always been fairly different and fairly conflicting styles of play on things, where, like, a lot of the things that work particularly well in single-player, where you have to go ahead and, like, give the player these incremental achievements and accomplishments through it, like, get the next best weapon, start off with something really bad, work your way up to, you know, to better things. Things like carrying around in inventory stuff, or you know, even large quantities of ammo, like backpack items and stuff that just are fundamentally useless in multiplayer when your average lifespan is under a minute on there, where it's just a very different type of interaction than what people do. And I think that's going to be a really good thing.
Quite sweet arena.
First-person shooters have become almost kind of standardized. You have roughly 30 levels that you go through in a single-player experience, and those same 30 levels that took us like a month and a half to do in Wolfenstein, you know, and then right, 9 months to do in Doom, and do a year and a half, and it's just getting worse and worse.
Quite sweet arena.
That's going to be a really good thing.